From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi there, Peter McIntyre with you once again for the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. Last week I played you a clip of the Reverend Thomas Martin's testimony. In that clip he related how he got saved in prison. Now he's going to relate what happened after that when he repented of his past and turned away from the paramilitary grouping within the jail. If you would like a copy of this full testimony, please write to me or call me immediately after the program. In a few minutes we'll turn to Matthew 13. First, please listen to this clip from Mr. Martin's testimony.
You realize that there are things in your life you need to set right. There are people you need to meet. There's things you need to do. One of those things that I needed to do was I needed to meet the paramilitaries. And I needed to break all my links with them inside the jail. I thought to myself, Lord, just let me do it when I get out. But I still had 4.5 years of my sentence to serve. And I thought, Lord, just if it's some easier way. But the Lord spoke to me directly from His Word. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You will either love one and hate the other, or you will cleave to one, or else you will flee from the other. And there I was thinking to myself, well, what am I going to do? And I met my brother David, and the two of us went, faced the paramilitaries, told them we could no longer join their protest. We could no longer do the things we're doing. And we just want now to conform to prison rules and regulations. Listen to me, that was anathema. It was a curse on anybody who worked with the system. You were taught all your life to go against the system. And here we were working with the system. Well, I says, well, that's what we want to do. And whatever happens to us, happens to us. And you know, the Lord restrained those men. Not one finger was placed upon us. Not one word was said against us.
We're reading Matthew chapter 13. We're beginning at the verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Here in Ireland, there are two things which the people talk about more than anything else. We like to talk about the weather because we have such a variety of weather all in one day. It gives us plenty of scope for conversation. And we love to talk about prices. I defy anyone to tell me they have never talked about prices today. Whether it be the price of food, the price of oil, the price of petrol, the price of diesel, the price of insurance. We talk about it all the time, don't we? Here in Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46, we see a man who, being a merchant, was very much involved in buying at the right price so that he could turn a profit. The Lord, however, told this story to teach us spiritual truth. Whilst the businessman certainly learns how to run his business properly from the scriptures, the Lord was not concerned with money here. Because in the verse 45 he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man. He was teaching us lessons about the kingdom of heaven. He is teaching us lessons about the gospel. How a man can be saved. How a man can be right with God. How a man can be accepted by the Lord. How a man can have hope that he will be in heaven one day. These are the kind of truths the Lord is presenting from this particular parable. There are four things I would like you to notice from this parable about the pearl of great price. Number one, we're going to look at the seeking of the pearl. Number two, we're going to look at the finding of the pearl. Number three, we're going to look at the selling to get the pearl. And number four, we're going to look at the buying of the pearl. Firstly, let's think about the seeking of the pearl. This man, we are told, was one who went seeking precious pearls. He had a unique occupation. Other men were farmers. Other men ploughed the land. They sowed the seed. They looked after sheep. Other men, they mended fences. But this man, he sought pearls. It was a most unique occupation. It was a discriminating occupation. because he was seeking goodly pearls. He was not interested in pearls that didn't have great value. He wanted the best kind of pearls. That's what he was on the lookout for, and he had an eye for such. Today there are many people in life, and they're seeking their own pleasure. They're seeking money. But so very few people seem to be interested in that which really matters. Very few people have an eye for the finer things of life. What are the pearls of life? The Apostle Paul tells us what the pearls of life are. Over in the book of Galatians chapter 5, he talks about love, joy, peace, long-suffering. These are the things that really matter in life. Do you have the love of God in your heart? Do you have the peace of God? Have you the joy of the Lord? Are you somebody who's satisfied with life? Do you have what Paul also spoke of when he described godliness with contentment as being great gain? Do you have this gain in your heart and in your soul today? This is what you should be on the lookout for. This is what you should be seeking after. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ offered a question. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you were to have all that this world had to offer, and yet you lost your soul, your life would be in vain. The goodly pearls, spiritually, are that which will prosper your soul, which is the most precious possession you have. Are you seeking after these things today? And then I want you to think about the finding of this pearl of great prices. This man went out looking for pearls. He found them. And then he discovered one that caught his eye and filled his heart with such delight and ravished his eye. It was a pearl of great price. He had never seen the like of it before. What does this pearl of great price represent? It represents the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you ever meet a Christian who was dissatisfied with his Christianity? Did you ever meet a saved person who said, I wish I had never got saved? You do not find such a person, because the Lord Jesus Christ is never a disappointment. How is the Lord Jesus Christ like this pearl of great price? He is like the pearl of great price because he is mysterious in his birth. A pearl is formed in an oyster shell. It is not formed in a healthy oyster shell, but in a defective shell. One that has a certain decay that has set in. And in the midst of this decay, the beautiful white pearl is born. It is very difficult to understand how, beneath a shell, something so wonderful could come into being. Whenever I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, I discover a mystery. The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness, God manifest in the flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man, and he took upon himself the form of humanity. The prophet Isaiah said that he hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is simply described as a root out of a dry ground. The Apostle Paul said that he was born in the likeness of sinful flesh. This is difficult to comprehend, how the Lord Jesus Christ could become a man, how he could look externally just like other men, and yet underneath was the fullness of the Godhead. In him was hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Oh, the mystery of the virgin birth. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, becoming man. And today he is a man. And forever he will be a man. This is beyond all our comprehension. And then a pearl will enrich those who own it. One is prosperous because they possess such a great stone. Whenever one comes to knowledge of the Lord, that person becomes rich. You see, he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. He was the Son of God and he became a man. That we, through his poverty, might be made rich. And those who know Christ are rich, because Christ is made unto his wisdom. He is made unto his righteousness. He is made unto his sanctification. He is made unto his redemption. Christ becomes all that we need. As we're presenting Christ to you today, this beautiful, wonderful, glorious Saviour, will you not take him as your Saviour? Why sit on the fence, dithering, will I have Jesus or not? Why not take him? If you only understood who Jesus is, you would say yes to his offer of redemption. You would say yes to all that he is. Will you not take him as your Savior today? Thirdly, we're going to think about the selling to obtain the pearl. This man, he sold all that he had. He did not just sell the pearls that were in his possession. He sold everything pertaining to his business. He sold everything pertaining to his home. Everything he possessed went to the auction in order that he might purchase this pearl of great price. He had to part with certain things to get the pearl. What's keeping you back from Christianity? Why are you not a Christian? What's the obstacle? What's in your way? There are certain things you must part with. Perhaps you need to part with your prejudice. Perhaps you're saying, I will not become a Christian. I will not become a saved person because of people whom I know who are Christians. Get your eyes on Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. You need to part with your righteousness. Some people think that they're all right, that they don't need salvation. No one is born a Christian. No amount of good works can make you a Christian. No amount of religious activities can turn you into a Christian. You need to part with your righteousness. The Bible says all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. All the things you think are right about your life are really wrong if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to realize you're a sinner. You need to part with your pleasure. No pleasure is worth your soul. No amount of excitement in this life is worth hell. You need to part with your pleasure. Repent of it. Turn unto God, for it's giving you nothing. You need to part with your respectability. Perhaps you think it won't be a respectable thing to be a Christian. What will my parents think of me? What will my family think of me? What will my workmates think of me? Perhaps it is even, what will my husband or my wife think of me? You've got to think of your own soul, because you will only answer for yourself in the day of judgment. And perhaps you coming to the Lord in your home will be the move that will bring others in after you. But you've got to take that first step. Part with your respectability. The Apostle Paul said that he was willing to count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus as Lord. Will you not be willing to part with all things that you might win Christ? Paul said again, for to me to live is Christ. He had the pearl of great price. Will you not part with what's holding you back and embrace Jesus today? Fourthly and finally, I want you to consider the buying of the pearl. This man sold all that he had, and then he had to go out and make the precious pearl his pearl. He had seen it, he had witnessed it, he had touched it, he had handled it. He knew it was a wonderful pearl, but yet it was not his. But one day he made it his. And if you don't know Christ, you need to make Christ yours. You may have heard the gospel over and over. You may have become attracted by the message that we bring to you in the airwaves, but yet you haven't made Christ your Christ. You haven't made God your God. You haven't made the gospel your gospel. You need to take Christ by faith today and make him yours. Will you not do this? I would appeal to you today to take this pearl of great price and know him as your Lord and as your Savior. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.